All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So with more movies and television shows filming in Chicago more than ever, the filming boom is bringing in record revenue more than, listen to this, Roger, $1.5 billion in economic activity from film and commercial production in the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's, well, I think all of NBC's programming is now filmed in Chicago.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah, I really think that's the truth. So
now let me give you some facts here before we jump into this segment. And again, we're going to...
And I got a little story for you quick about that, too.
Okay.
But go ahead.
We're talking great movies filmed in Chicago, 312-981-7200. Got a bunch of texts, too, coming in, and we'll get to those and a couple calls as well. The Chicago World's Columbian Exhibition was the home to the world's first movie screening. So eventgoers would buy tickets to see moving photographs. When motion pictures began in the early 1900s, Chicago was the center of the film business.
Yeah.
Did you know? You knew that, right?
I did know that.
Yeah.
There are quite a number of studios that were here in Chicago. A lot of the silent movies were here. SNA Studios, a big studio in town. Filming a lot of the silent movies, and then everyone said, you know, we don't like these winters, and there's this really cool part of land out on the West Coast, and it's warm, so let's go there and make movies.
Well, here it is. Charlie Chaplin had a Chicago film studio to thank for his 14 short comedies and his one feature film called His New Job. He was here in making $1,200 a week, which was massive back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that was a lot of money back then. SNA Studios also kicked off Gloria Swanson's career. It was a pioneer company by George Spoor and GM Anderson. We actually had some guests on here about a year ago talking about the history of the theater scene here. And it was originally named the Peerless Film Manufacturing Company, and they changed the name to SNA, combining the first two letters of their names, located on the north side on Argyle Street in Chicago. It was the largest film company in the world before the rise of Hollywood. They also created the Magnoscope, which allowed films to be projected onto flat surfaces, because Edison's couldn't do that. And it always looked wavy and odd. So this was a flat, it was able to actually show the films on a screen, is really what they did here. Another big movie company here was called the Selig Polyscope Company, founded in 1896. It was through a collaborative partnership with the Chicago Tribune that he produced The Adventures of Kathleen, introducing a dramatic serial pilot, which came to be known as the cliffhanger. So they would do chapters.
Right.
Like, you know, back in the two-reelers and stuff, they would do a part one and a part two.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're right. It was, you know, they figured, you know, it was warmer. They could film year-round in Hollywood.
Sure.
But also here, the 20s through the 50s, you know, we were known for the huge string of movie theaters we had here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tremendous.
Balaban and Katz, right? 50 theaters throughout Chicago, the Oriental, the Congress. There were movie palaces, really.
People came downtown.
Yeah.
Even though there were theaters in the neighborhoods, people used to come down to these ornate, the Chicago Theater.
Yeah.
Just beautiful buildings inside and out, and see movies. And then downtown kind of went down.
Yeah.
And the types of movies changed that they were showing.
Yeah.
And the big complexes out in the suburbs started popping up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And then there was a revival in the 80s. And then really it's never stopped. So what is the top one on your list filmed here?
Wow. I would have to say, and it kind of goes with that story I was going to tell you about, because it was at the time that I was working. I'm trying to find the name of it here.
Well, we played the Blues Brothers coming.
Yeah, and well, everyone, Chicago Blues Brothers. Everyone
absolutely
says that.
Yep, yep.
You know, but this was. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So I was working at City Hall, and they just hired their first person to head up the city film office.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time where the state already had one.
Yeah.
And this is the first time the city actively started to go for film crews to come into town and shoot films. And I made a promotional video representing both the city and the state that we then sent out to the West Coast for a big convention where other cities came out, tried to get business. I still have that video at home.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's got Blues Brothers in it. It's got the city promo spot, the state promo spot. It's got a bunch of other scenes. We had to get approval from the movie companies to use their scenes.
And this was all under Mayor Byrne.
This was all under Mayor Byrne. And it was the start of the drive to get more film business here.
Yeah, makes sense.
And
makes sense.
I'm trying to, there are a number of them that
while
I
you're
like.
Thinking of them. Yeah, yeah, while you're thinking
of them. Because I'm looking through the list, and I'm trying to get the right time with the film. And it was a cop film, a Chicago cop film made in Chicago. Of course, you know that Chicago, there it is, Code of Silence.
Code of Silence.
Code of Silence, where they actually jumped off a moving L car going over the Chicago River.
Okay. All right.
And I love that movie because they went everywhere. They were at the zoo. They were at underneath an L-Trax in one of the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They were on the L going downtown across the river. They were at the cultural center. They were everywhere in the city, and they didn't mix things up. Sometimes movies come into Chicago and they mix things up, so it's like they're walking down one street and the scene continues and suddenly they're in a different part of town.
Oh, sure.
And I hate that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that either. And you notice it.
What was the Billy Crystal movie where he was a cop in Chicago? I forgot the other actor who was with him. But there were scenes where they're on the L and chasing someone.
Yeah.
They're in a car. And they're chasing an L train on the tracks.
Sure.
Which, of course, doesn't make
any
sense.
Running Scared.
Running Scared.
815, Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines.
And they're driving, and it's like, even with the edits, it's
Thanks,
a never-ending chase.
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't go over several days. They're going northbound. Suddenly, they're going southbound in another part of town. It just drove me nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was Steve from Plainfield who threw that to us, but he also said my bodyguard, great scenes in Linkin Park.
About
now, of course, Ferris Bueller, 1986, John Hughes. I mean, that was that honestly that one of the probably one of the top five, I would say.
And that was again that included a lot of suburban areas.
Yeah.
Also, nothing in common with Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, that's right. That was his last movie. Last
movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Great movie.
86. And this was, I was just out of high school in 86. And I remember about last night. And I remember, you know, trying to go to some of the bars that they went to over by the L and stuff. And, you know, he might have had a fake ID back then. But
you might have.
You might have. But About Last Night, that was, I love that because there was, it just completely showcased Chicago with Jim Belushi in that. Who loved Chicago.
Yeah, and I think, wasn't that taken from a stage play?
Yes, it was.
I think so.
Sexual perversity.
David Mamet.
David Mamet, yeah.
Right, right.
Sexual perversity in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Something like that,
Something like that.
Color of Money.
Oh,
Color
gosh.
Of Money, yeah.
Same year.
Was it 86?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was something like 25 years after The Hustler.
Exactly. And
Martin Scorsese,
some of the great pool halls in the city were used. And I remember my daughter at the time, and I forgot which pool hall it was, but she was driving with some of her friends and saw all the production trucks and stuff outside the pool hall.
That's
one
exciting.
Of the pool halls. Yeah, it was great.
I got a caller. Eduardo, you've got a favorite. What is yours, buddy?
Yes, good morning. So
good morning.
This is a movie by an actor who played the bounty hunter, and this is where the car goes over Marina City. Starring Steve McQueen in The Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, The
in
Hunter.
In fact, that was his last movie.
Was it really?
Yes.
In 1980. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there was a chase scene, Marina Towers. That's right.
That's right.
I forgot about that. You know, I've had people bring up to me, Eduardo, Steve McQueen, as I was just talking to the guy from Musso and Frank's restaurant. I've had this name come up about a half dozen times over the last week. I want to go out and start watching some of these movies of McQueen. He was the man. you know, back then. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
He loves Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Great personality absolutely. On screen.
815 says The Untouchables, of course. Mm-hmm. Great scenes. Got to have The Untouchables in there. And I'm trying
Ordinary People?
Ordinary People.
Oh, yeah.
That was Robert Redford's debut as a director.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that. Look, we got a cool movie kid here.
16 Candles?
That was 1980. Yeah, that was Robert. So that was the only one, I think, Ordinary People to win Best Oscar or Best Picture in the Oscars, filmed in Chicago, fully filmed in Chicago.
Okay.
As well. And then I got 847, The Sting with Paul Newman and Robert Redford was another one. And wait a minute, I want to make sure I get to the
Planes, Trains, and I'm sorry, what?
Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Pretty much anything done by John Hughes.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
From the area. Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Right.
So, right.
Yeah. Do you remember Red Heat?
No.
Jim Belushi, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. That was
he
here,
He comes
too?
To Chicago looking cause... for the Russian who left. He was chasing him.
Thomas, you had one that you mentioned to me during the break. Oh, he just grabbed a phone call.
Oops.
All right, we'll go back to that. Call Northside 777, the first major Hollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1948. James Stewart, filmed right here in Chicago, wrongly convicted of murder, very fugitive-esque.
Great movie. What year was the first movie?
Yeah. Oh, filmed here?
Yeah. Well, that was released.
Well, I think it was...
You mentioned the year.
Was it 1915?
No. Well, mentioned the year of one of the studios.
SNA. So was it 1907?
No, 1896.
1896. What was that one?
The Tramp and the Dog.
Oh, okay. Okay. Look at that, in Chicago, which I love. Which I absolutely love that it was him as well. Hey, Steve, you're on 720 WGN. What movie do you got?
One of my favorites was a short piece in Chicago was Robert De Niro and Midnight Run.
Was that out under the L?
He plays a bounty hunter.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Bringing back, yeah, me too. A lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, there was a ton. Yeah, there was not a kid movie. I was watching it the other day, actually, and my son came into the room, and I was like, okay, got to shut that off.
Yeah, he was a Chicago cop and was forced out of the city because of he wouldn't be on the take.
That's right. Yeah, Charles Grodin was the other guy. But a lot of scenes were downtown, like by the L, weren't they? Like right in the
and the bus station. I think they filmed right by the bus station.
That's right. Very cool. Thanks, Steve, man, for the call. Appreciate
sure.
it. Absolutely. Risky Business was another one that was 309 and 773 mentioning that. Now, Risky Business. I'm trying to think. Oh, they were on the L. Of course they were.
Yeah.
Hello, that was a big
Home Alone.
Home Alone, of course. And Thomas had one, you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the one I always bring up is High Fidelity.
Yeah.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah. And fun fact about the record store that served as the space for Championship Vinyl in the movie, it was a space in Wicker Park on Milwaukee and Honor Street. And that was actually recently purchased in 2014. It was nothing.
Oh.
And now it's been purchased, and they're going to turn it into something called House Music LLC. So I guess the music vibe is going to... Keep going.
You know, I spent, and those who know me, I spent 11 years in the music business, and most of it was behind the scenes doing marketing and doing events with artists and so forth in Chicago and Minneapolis and in New York. That's what I spent a big chunk of the beginning of my career. But when I was a kid and 18 years old, I ran... You know, my first year in college, I ran the Music Land on Harlem and Forest Preserve Drive. It was Music Works.
Oh, wow.
But it was let me think about how big this was. Maybe 20,000 square feet. It was a big store. And so it was vinyl, a lot of vinyl, a lot of 45s and stuff like that. But we also had 8-tracks at the time. We just started getting CDs in. But we had incense. We had a T-shirt press. We had a full stage because we had like the Police perform there and Bon Jovi and stuff. It was pretty cool. And then we had a Ticketron, not a Ticketmaster, but a Ticketron.
I remember Ticketron.
But and then I ran the one on Randolph Randolph and Wabash, the Music Land that was down there for years. So I spent a lot of time in there.
Very cool.
Yeah. Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff. The Dark Knight, of course, was filmed here. And I know a lot of the Dark Knight set pieces and cars were parked over by WGN Television because there was a big open, garage space or, you know, warehouse space.
A lot of room over there. Yeah. League of Their Own.
League of Their Own was here, too. Okay.
Yeah, at Wrigley Field.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They shot a lot of stuff at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Well, that was actually filmed near my hometown. Yeah. Chris Lake. That's in Woodstock, Illinois.
Right.
Oh, was it up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the plaques and everything.
Yeah.
All right, we got to pay for the show. Let's take a quick break. More of this, 312-981-7200. Greatest Chicago movies filmed here, set here. We'll talk more about that next on 720 WGN.
Well, shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout. Twist and shout.
State Flyer on 720 WGN talking about the... Greatest Chicago movies, films here of all time. You know, here's one, Thief, in 1981. Michael Mann's film debut was here in Chicago. Road to Perdition and Public Enemies. Those are two from 773. Obviously, Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks was filmed here. Public Enemies was with Johnny Depp as Dillinger. So you got that Untouchables, Road to Perdition, Public Enemies thing.
Yeah.
16 Candles, of course, filmed here.
A lot of the John Hughes.
Stuff. The Net with Sandra Bullock, 847. Not a great movie, but some great Chicago scenes. Adventures in Babysitting from 847 as well. And then I've got When Harry Met Sally. There was a Hyde Park. They were at Hyde Park, and they were driving down Lakeshore Drive. So there was a piece of that.
Yeah.
Filmed here. Backdraft. That's one of the biggest ones.
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of the
one.
Best movies.
Yeah.
Watching that here.
A great closing scene. Looking down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, of course, you know, we're talking about The Fugitive. That movie, you know, Cook County Hospital. The Hilton and Towers, Chicago Hilton Towers. The St. Patrick's Day Parade. I mean, there was no other movie that really highlighted as much as all those did. Larry, you're on 720 WGN. What movie do you have, buddy?
Good morning. The one I always remember is we had a special screening for a friend of mine gave me tickets for my son and I to go see the new Miracle on 34th Street.
The new one, the newer one.
The newer one. The portion was filmed in Chicago. And when they were in the church, they were in Holy Name Cathedral.
Oh, that's cool. I have to look for that. Okay. What do they use, Larry, as the store? Like, is the main store, do they use, like, Marshall Field?
They filmed some of it in Chicago and most of it in New York. But they did film some of it in Chicago.
Oh, very cool.
And I couldn't believe it. Matter of fact, after the end of the show, there was a representative from the studio that stood up. And I have a question to ask you.
Yes.
I said, how in the Sandhill can you film... New York and Holy Name Cathedral. He didn't answer the question.
That's very cool. Very cool. Thanks for the call, Larry. Appreciate it, buddy. Bill, you're on 720 WGN. What's the movie you have? Hey, Bill.
Oh, okay. There was two of them. One was Thief with James Caan and Jim Belushi.
Yeah. In the early 80s, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that was shot on Halsted Street. Their office was on Halsted Street, just south of the river.
Cool.
And the other one was The End of the Line.
What was that one, Bill?
It was about a railroad company that was going to be shutting down a spur line. And they came to Chicago because the parent offices were at Madison and Wacker Drive. And I know the movie because they hired me and my cab to be in the movie.
That's cool. Hey, so that's cool.
My cab made it to the end of the movie, but I didn't.
Oh, that's
with a stunt driver.
Hey, that's a great story to tell, though, Bill, that you were part of that in some way. That's very cool.
Oh, yeah. I got the week after the movie came out, I got all kinds of calls from all the drivers that I knew said, "Hey, Bill, I saw your cab in the movie."
That's cool. That's cool. What a great story to tell. Thanks, Bill, for the call. Appreciate it. Hey, Scott, you're on 720 WGN. Bad Boys with Sean Penn. That was shot here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a forgotten. For some reason, nobody seems to remember that movie.
That was a good. That was a great movie.
Oh, you remember it?
Oh, I totally do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was filmed, I believe, mostly around the north side somewhere, and they went out and filmed in St. Charles. Yeah, quite all over along. the lake. Yeah, there was a lot of Chicago in that one. And then there was Chuck Norris, Color of Silence.
Oh, Color of Silence.
That's
right.
One of my favorite. That's the favorite one I mentioned at the beginning. Yeah.
Classic Chicago.
What year was that about?
Well, that's got to be about 84, 85.
Okay,
yeah.
Another 80s one.
I'm dating myself here.
No, but you know what? The 80s, we were talking about that. That's when the resurgence really came, was in the 1980s. Thanks for the call, Scott. Appreciate that, pal.
How about Cooley High?
Cooley High, that's right. Yeah, Cooley High. What was and Medium Cool was another one, which was about the Democratic Convention riots. Hoop Dreams was here.
But Hoop Dreams was a documentary. But it's still a film. But
yeah, that's right.
But it had to be filmed here because it was about those two kids.
The Fury, 1978.
Yeah. Do you remember at where?
Lincoln Park. It was a school in Lincoln Park, wasn't it? I don't remember.
But one of the big scenes, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
One of the big scenes was at Old Chicago.
Oh, really? Oh, I got to look at that.
I think that was the movie where part of it was shot at Old Chicago, where they had the big indoor circus rides, the rides and everything, down in Bolingbrook.
Only the Lonely with John Candy, 773. Mm-hmm. Chicago is featured at the end of Silver Streak with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, 815.
With the train coming into the station?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we did mention The Untouchables, 708 asking you. We got to wrap this up. Soul Food, 1997 here, Nothing in Common, you mentioned. While You Were Sleeping with Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention Only the Lonely? Did I just do that with John
Candy? I think
so, okay,
yeah.
Wrigleyville. His New Job, they were saying that was like a big Charlie Chaplin film that was done 1915.
Oh, really?
That
was Space Jam.
Space Jam, oh, of course.
Well, yeah. Michael Jordan.
Okay. Yeah. And then Barbershop.
Well, yeah, all Southside, of the barbershops.
All the barbershops,
yeah,
2002.
Sure,
yep. The Company, brilliantly unexpected direction by Robert Altman, the Joffrey Ballet. A little more documentary, but it was The Company, 2003. I'm Trying to Break Your Heart from 2002. I don't remember that.
Never heard of that.
That one's actually about the band Wilco. It's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Okay. All named right. after a song from their album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Very okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Interesting.
Candyman, slasher movie.
Oh, yeah.
That takes place in Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the UIC campus, I think, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I like that we got a movie guy here.
Yeah.
A real movie guy that knows this stuff. Mickey 1. Now, I don't know this one. 65.
Oh, good movie.
Pre-Bonnie and Clyde with Warren Beatty.
Very good movie. Very underrated movie. But it makes a lot of people's top lists.
Look at that. Yeah. Chirac is another one, of course, 773. I know it wasn't the most flattering, but...
Hardball.
Still Hardball?
At Cabrini Green again.
Oh, yeah.
The baseball movie. The kids playing the baseball.
What about TV? Good Times.
Tons
TV. Yeah, TV was Good Times. We'll be right back.